Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Well, just when we thought Governor Hochul had the final say on congestion pricing, advocates of the Midtown tolling plan are planning to take her indefinite delay to court. Let's go to our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, good morning. And this will be led by the city controller, Brad Lander, this legal effort here. He says he has the backing of environmental and transportation groups to take this action to get congestion pricing moving as scheduled at the end of the month. Mr. Lander will be meeting the media later on today. Now, here's what he's thinking. He's going to argue that congestion pricing is the implementation of that is already the law because of actions that Albany has already taken in previous years. Among those supporting him and this lawsuit would be Transportation Alternatives. We spoke with their Elizabeth Adams.
To suddenly change this just days before the program was turning on is an insult to New Yorkers and to the people who were counting on this to go into effect, and the riders who were counting on the funding for public transit that is sorely needed.
Adams tells us that her group and others, in fact, dozens of people are expected here outside the governor's office later on this afternoon to demand that Kathy Hochul reverse her decision and get congestion pricing moving again. We believe that's going to start around 5:30 later on today. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here outside the governor's office on 3rd Avenue.
As Governor Hochul looks for alternate sources of funding for the MTA, comes word that some lawmakers are looking to speed up the plans for three new casinos to make that happen. That includes Mount Vernon Assemblymember Gary Prillow, who co-chairs the Racing and Wagering Committee. He's co-sponsored a bill to set up a faster timetable to award the casino licenses. There is a real estate battle brewing in New York City. In fact, while you may have seen the posts on social media, now folks on both sides of a hot-button issue will be rallying. This is over broker fees and who should pay them. The pro-housing advocacy group Open New York says it strongly supports the Fairness in Apartment Rental Expenses Act, which would require whomever hired the broker to pay that fee. Political director Logan Ferris.
New Yorkers are really struggling, and this is a common sense bill that is not only fair, but it will really help alleviate a significant financial burden on anyone looking to move.
Ryan Minnell is the vice president of government affairs for the Real Estate Board of New York. He says if landlords pay broker fees,
the fee doesn't just dissipate into thin air. It's going to have to be paid somewhere. And what we believe this would do is actually create a situation to where the fee is passed on through higher rent.
The city council to hold a hearing on the matter today. Meantime, there has been some drama over which group gets to rally outside City Hall ahead of the hearing, with a council member who sponsored the bill reportedly making the rally request too early. And so the time slot was given to the real estate group. Bottom line, both sides are expected to show up at around 9 a.m. Police with a suspect in custody in yesterday's hammer attack on two beloved statues outside of Brooklyn Church.
Anna Navone is a parishioner here at St. Dominic's in Bensonhurst, and she's
very, very, very sad. Heartbreaking.
Maroon fabric now covers the statues of Pope John the 23rd and Mother Teresa, hiding their damaged faces. Police have charged 30-year-old Randy Maldonado Avila with criminal mischief, but not with a hate crime. Police sources tell the Daily News he's been diagnosed with a mental illness. And Vinny, who runs the church's homeless outreach, says people like the suspect need help.
Nobody will come and protest that there's a mental health pandemic going on.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bensonhurst.
Wild scene in Herald Square last night that sent people running for cover. This witness spoke to CBS2.
Looked across the street. I saw a guy without a shirt arguing with a couple of people with shirts on. And the guy without the shirt was saying, come fight me. I want to kill you.
This was at about 8 p.m. near the corner of West 33rd and Broadway, with one of the men pulling out a gun and firing. The shirtless guy, a 33-year-old man, was hit in the leg. He was taken to Bellevue in stable condition. The gunman took off. He's yet to be caught. The other guy involved was taken into custody. So far, no word on charges. Cops are out with a photo of the man they say beat another man for stepping on his foot while boarding an M23 bus. It happened May 6th, shortly before 9:30 in the morning in the Flatiron District. The victim refused medical attention. You can see the photo of the suspect at 1010winds.com. Pure anti-Semitism, that is what the mayor has to say about the protesters who used Hamas and Hezbollah rhetoric and symbolism during a demonstration at a memorial in Lower Manhattan.
Mayor Adams says the behavior by protesters at the Nova Memorial was despicable.
You do not call for peace and then come to a memorial site. That is like you are desecrating the graves of innocent people.
The Nova Memorial features the photos of the people taken hostage October 7th in Israel. With the mayor was Menashe Mansouri. His two daughters and future son-in-law were all killed in that attack. He was here Sunday when the protesters were shouting.
I cannot find the right word how I felt when somebody shouting and supporting the people who murder your daughters.
Carol DiIorio, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM on Wall Street.
One day after Donald Trump is sentenced in his felony conviction in the Stormy Daniels hush money case, both the Manhattan DA and the lead investigator will be heading to the Hill. Alvin Bragg and Matthew Colangelo will appear before the Republican-led House Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government. The Trump campaign and the committee's chairman, Ohio's Jim Jordan, have accused both men of staging what they call a political prosecution of the former president. A federal judge says it's okay George Santos can summer in the Poconos. The former congressman, who's currently facing federal fraud charges, made the request to make regular visits to the Pennsylvania vacation destination. Santos's travel is otherwise restricted as a condition of his release while he awaits trial. 1010 Win Sports, the Yankees roll to another road win while the Mets return from London with a Citi Field stinker.
Yeah, Susan, 10-1 Yanks over the Royals in Kansas City, where Aaron Boone's Aaron Judge hit a home run in his third straight game and rack up an eighth multi-hit game in his last 10. But the manager trying not to take his captain for granted.
It's a lot of fun to witness and to watch what he's doing on a nightly basis. It's pretty special.
Meantime, there is nothing special about Carlos Mendoza's Mets, who lost to the Marlins 4-2 with a go-ahead run scoring on a fifth-inning error.
It feels like every time we make an error, they make us pay, you know. So when you give extra outs, extra bases, you know, we haven't been able to overcome those issues.
In fact, 44 errors for the season have led to 42 unearned runs. Mark Renee, 1010 Win Sports on 92.3 FM.
All right, move over, thumbs up emoji. Another simple text response has suddenly become controversial.
There's been a ton of debate on social media on text etiquette, but apparently there's a one-word response that ranks the worst, and it's not K.
Sure.
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 People say the word sure can be very misinterpreted. Is it confident?
Sure.
Unenthusiastic?
Sure.
Passive-aggressive?
Sure.
Some say it can also be viewed as indecisive.
Sure. Sure.
However you mean it, sociolinguists say a little punctuation after that little word can go a long way.
That's Monica Rick. So, for example, an exclamation point. Georgetown University's Cynthia Gordon tells the Huffington Post this may also be generational, with younger folks expecting more enthusiasm in texting than older generations.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!